Good morning. You're dialed into the Maximum Radio Network. Good morning. It's Thursday morning, September the 5th. Thursday, that is, in the year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome. I trust that you are feeling great on today. We have another day start, so to speak, with prayer and intercession. You're on Global Time with Jesus Christ, and I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next few minutes of precious time that we have. Thank you for joining us, and welcome, and I trust that your joy is full on today. God bless you. Well, let us look at what God is saying to us for starters today, and what he wants us to meditate on. And I just love the way the Holy Spirit guides and leads and teaches as we go forward from day to day, expecting God to lead and keeping our eyes on him. And I can tell you, he surely guides and leads and gives understanding as to the times and the seasons. And for today's I Am, we're looking at Exodus chapter 15 and verse 3. Let's listen to what it says. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. That's taken from Exodus chapter 15. And verse 3, friend, do you see how the Lord is leading? So we can say this, I am a warrior and my kingdom is spread by force. That's what God is saying. He is a warrior and his kingdom is spread by force. And you and I have the task of praying in his kingdom, his will into the earth, so that his will is done in earth as it is in heaven. What a wonderful privilege we have to be able to participate in that. So the Lord himself is saying of himself in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 3 that he is a man of war and the Lord is his name. Now, how appropriate is that, given that war drums are being sounded all around the world, even as we speak? There's the threat of war in the air. And what we have, in fact, is a crisis. And God is asking you and I to intervene. The Holy Spirit is searching once again for a new generation of Daniels, Esthers, Deborahs and Josephs for such a time as this. In other words, he's looking for you and for me. It is a time for the grace of crisis intercession to be poured out once again, such as what Daniel and Esther and Deborah and Joseph participated in. They were involved in crisis intervention and intercession. Now his presence is available right now for us, and what God wants is that we be possessed by the Holy Spirit. Yes, we can be possessed by the Holy Spirit, and that's what God wants. In fact, that was the key to the effectiveness in Jesus' ministry himself, the fact that he was possessed. You saw him being baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist, and then it says that he was led of the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. So what we're doing is being involved in crisis intercession, and we are commanded to be possessed by God. So as we go to prayer today, let us ask God to prepare our hearts for crisis intervention through intercession. And that's what we've been seeking to do. Yesterday, we had a wonderful time of experiencing the presence of God as we interceded for our leaders, leaders of this nation, and leaders around the world, as well as the nation, that the nation would turn and look to God for guidance and for wisdom in this hour as the drums of war are being sounded. So let's seek the Lord for revelation for this kind of authority that God has given us. It's authority in prayer. And certainly we have a crisis in the earth today, right now, right this moment as we speak. And we want to lift up a cry for mercy for all concerned. Mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we ask for mercy for all concerned. And so we take the promise of Jeremiah 29:11, that he has plans. God has plans. We want to meditate on that. We want to remind God of his word concerning this current crisis situation by praying that promise back to him. We also finally want to ask the Lord for a spirit of faith to rebuke the enemy wherever he occurs. Then, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. In this crisis situation, we want the Lord to give us an enlarged faith to rebuke the adversary. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Would you join me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on this Thursday morning. We thank you for life, liberty, and strength. You've woken us today, and you've got us up to pray, to intercede in the midst of the crisis that the world is in right now, among the nations, among the leaders. It's crisis time, and it's time for us, all of us, the nations included, to worship you, to turn to you. It is indeed, now is the time to worship. And Father, we bow before you shamelessly and humbly. We know that we have covenant and relationship with you. You're the God of Isaac, Abraham, Jacob. You're the God of covenant, multi-generational covenant. And your mercy is to all generations. And so we thank you today. Father, we ask you to cover our sins, our iniquities, our transgressions by the mighty blood of Jesus Christ. Cover us so that we're seen under the covering that he has provided, so that we can have a right standing with you and before you even on today. We thank you, Lord, that we have this wonderful opportunity and wonderful access. We ask for your spirit of intercession to descend upon us. Possess us by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, just like you did your Son, Jesus Christ, when he walked the earth. And now he is the anointed one. You have a place for us as you do him. And you said we are seated in heavenly places by Christ Jesus. And Father, we take our place today, our heavenly place, so that the enemy is under our feet by the authority that you've given to us through Jesus Christ. We take that authority today, and we rebuke the enemy in Jesus' name concerning the crisis that has gripped the earth and the world and the nations right now, in the name, the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you for waking us up to our role, our true task and role, so that you're able to use us to intercede, to bring about your will in the earth. And Father, we bring this situation before you, the threat of war, asking you to intervene in the middle of it, come upon the leaders, quiet their spirit so that they can hear you and know that you are the man of war. The Lord is your name. We thank you for that word, that confirmation taken directly from your word. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 3. The Lord is a man of war, and the Lord is his name. Father, we don't know what lays ahead beyond today or tomorrow or the next. But we know that you are always God. You are always the Lord. And in you we can trust. In you we can feel confident. We can put our faith in you. Enlarge our faith even now. Each and every one of us, as we touch and agree and intercede concerning the crisis of impending war. We thank you, Lord, and we pray once again for all of the children, all 1 million plus of them that have been affected so far by the civil war in the nation of Syria. The place to which Paul was headed when you arrested him while he was on horseback traveling. He was heading to Damascus. And you turned him around and turned the people of God around by raising this man up. Father, we thank you now, Lord, for this situation, that there's opportunity for your people to rise. And we ask, raise us up, even in this situation, to a greater place, so that we will fulfill your plan and your desire in the earth. And we thank you, and we bless your holy name. Amen and amen. Well, good morning once again, and welcome. I see more of our...
How are you?
Our friends, yes, good morning, have joined us. And... our hearts are stirred, for sure, by the situation.
Once again, we love you.
Yes, yes. God bless you. God bless you. Now, if you have a praise report or a prayer request,
he had to his birthday school. Yeah, and I say, you know, you're not laying it down then.
Oh, yeah, that's dramatic for some kids.
But damn it. Every time I look around, she got a big tail.
Have you met him?
Sure, are you kidding me? When his family comes on the weekend,
put on.
He always said, don't.
Okay, well, I'm trying to discern our signal and get some clarity on it. If you would repeat what you were saying, please. It's not coming through clearly. Our lines may not be at its best on today. But please speak to us again. You were saying something. We're listening. Okay, we do apologize for the signal quality. We don't know if it's on the end of the individual that's trying to speak, but the signal quality is rather poor. So what we will do is ask you, if you're trying to get through, you may want to dial out and dial in again for a better signal so that we can clearly hear you. Okay. All right. We don't have good signal quality on that call. Okay. If someone else has a prayer request, we would entertain that at this moment. Hopefully there's better signal quality.
Yes, Pastor. And, good morning.
Yes,
good morning,
good morning.
Pastor,
you're coming
to
in.
All the prayer
you're
partners.
Coming. Yeah, you're loud and clear.
And to all the intercessors.
Good.
Yes, yeah. I'm asking for a prayer for my left knee. I have severe pain in my left knee.
Okay. All right. Would you place your right hand on your left knee? And that is prescriptive. What I mean by that is that the right hand is the right hand of favor. And we see that in the scriptures everywhere. And we know that Jesus is sitting on the right hand. Jesus Christ is on the right hand of the Father. Throughout the scripture, from the Old Testament through the New, you see the right hand being the right, being the hand of favor. So just put your right hand, please, on your knee, and you said it's the left knee. And let us slow this down for a moment so that there's great intention and purpose in your requests. And we are going to ask God to touch your knee, bring strength, bring newness, renewal, and restoration to the cells, the tissue, the muscles, the bone, the membrane in that area. We're going to ask God to remove all inflammation that has gathered there in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for this prayer request. It's an opportunity for us to come close to you and for you to draw close to us. We thank you for our sister. And Father, she's trusting you right now. She's putting her faith, and we are joining our faith and our agreement for her healing, for her recovery right now. We speak to that joint, to that knee joint, in the name of Jesus, that your healing flow would flow right into that joint right now. In the name of Jesus, that the inflammation would recede and health would come to that joint. Whatever the wear and tear is, that right now it's restored to full function in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for healing that knee joint right now. We speak health to every cell, to every muscle, to every membrane, every tissue, and to the bone structure in Jesus' name. We command increased blood flow, healthy blood flow to that joint. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
The word of,
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
The word of God reminds me that according to your faith, so be it unto you. According to your faith. And we have a lot of agreement here today. There's lots of us on this line today, on this episode of our program. And so there's the power of agreement. Thank you so much for sharing that prayer request with us and giving us the opportunity to come before the Lord with that. I trust that someone else has another prayer request, and I'm looking at how fast our time moves, but it's an opportunity and we should jump on it.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How are
good morning. Pastor, I would like prayer this morning for my cousin in Virginia. She's 90-some years old, but she fell and broke her hip and that's not a good thing at her age. And they had to do a hip replacement. But I know God can do anything but fail. And I asked for prayer this morning for her. Her name is Olivia Miles.
Olivia Miles.
Well, yes.
I know that all of us know that prayer can cover the miles, no pun intended. It can travel across the miles. And her life will return to normal as God does what he does to restore, to heal, to deliver. Now, Father, we all put our hearts and our minds together in this moment to intercede for Olivia Miles. And we know, Lord, that distance is no hindrance to you at all. Distance is covered. We send a word of restoration and healing to Olivia's spirit, her soul, and her body, her whole being right now. Father, touch and relieve the suffering associated with this injury. Now, Father, strengthen her the more. Strengthen her the more so that she knows that even at her age, you're with her and that you're healing her. Father, we thank you for her medical team. We thank you for giving them the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding of just how to minister to Olivia's needs right now. We send the word of healing in Jesus' name to the bone structure all around the replacement surgery, healing all the tissue, all of the muscle, bringing it back to normal function in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, for your honor and for your glory.
Amen.
Yes, we mobilize all of the cells.
Thank you, Jesus.
That
would
carry healing and help.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
To their top and ultimate function.
Yes.
To restore, to rebuild. In Jesus' name. Thank God for Olivia. And we know that she is healed right now. In Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And if there was anyone listening that is experiencing any need for recovery, any need for healing, please allow that prayer to settle on you and in you. Claim that prayer for yourself, a prayer of healing and deliverance, wherever you are. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that prayer request. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of that. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Does anyone else have a prayer request or a praise report? We thank God for all of you and for your faithfulness. You're truly a friend of God. And he is fashioning something in us, through us, and around us by bringing us together every day as we are. We do apologize if you've experienced any signal quality, any poor signal quality on today, but it's a day-to-day thing, and we're using technology, and sometimes technology can... as wonderful as it is, sometimes it can let us down. But just be patient with us as we work through any challenges that we have. So we're in the midst of what I would call crisis intervention and intercession. Crisis intervention and intercession. And the Lord is saying that I am a warrior and my kingdom is spread by force. In other words, he said to Moses, he says, the Lord is a man of war and the Lord is his name. And often we don't think of God as a as just being associated with war, but he is a, you know, God of armies. He has forces. And we can appropriate the opportunity to intercede, and God will move forces into place as required and as is necessary. So we're in a war. You know, we're not waiting for war. We're already in war. And God is a man of war. He said that of himself. Any other prayer requests? Well, we've been praying for the young people, and we were praying for the high school agers, and that is grades 8 to 12, which are the 14 to 18 year olds. And I've been meeting some in our community, and I tell you, they are wonderful young people, and we want to intercede for them. They live in a world that is ever challenging, becoming more and more challenging, more so than when you and I were their age, and that was quite some time ago. But let us intercede for them. They are the ones that are taking the baton from us. We are passing the baton to them in this great historic relay that we are all part of. Father, we thank you right now, and we are praying for Barringer High School, and that's in the northern section of our city. And we want to pray for that school, for its surroundings, for the atmosphere in that school on today, that it would be charged with the presence of God, so that peace exists, peace permeates the atmosphere, and that every plot of the adversary is defeated, disengaged, interrupted, canceled. Father, we come against every force that will come against your plan for this school on this day and for the atmosphere there. We ask for strength for the administrators and for the teachers, all of the staff, and we speak peace into that atmosphere right now, that education will occur, proper education will occur. It will be a productive day. It would be a safe day, a day of peace, a day that is complete in you. In the name of Jesus, we ask for the covering of every student, every life preserved. And Father, we know that the enemy has a strategy that he likes to use. And Father, we come against every act, every thought of destruction, every thought and plan against life and liberty. We come against it right now, and we said the blood of Christ prevails as we surround that school right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless Barringer High School. Bless the property, the atmosphere, staff, and all students. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for safety. Thank you for productivity and for purpose. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, we're coming down to the wire. We're actually just a slight bit in overtime right now, and that was designed in today, in today's program, purposely. I would make an appeal for one last prayer request, and following that, we will have our expert.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Yes, good morning to you. God bless you.
God bless you all. I thank God for today. And I would like a prayer request for a family relative of mine, a young lady by the name of Cassandra. We call her Sandy for short.
Mm-hmm.
And I only found out recently that she has the AIDS virus.
Okay.
What is baffling to me is that she attracted this disease from the person that she's living with. And what is so baffling to me is that she continues to be in the same relationship with him. I know she's not saved, and so I'm asking for prayer for her salvation. I'm asking for prayer for because God can do anything. Nothing is impossible with him. But mostly for her salvation, because I think that would bring light into the darkness that she's living in right now, and that would open her understanding once she surrenders and gives her life to God. So let's start with prayer this morning.
Okay. All right. We lost the signal there on that, but we got the gist of the request. And let us go to prayer now. Let us go to prayer. He's our help. Oh, he's our help. I mean, what are we going to do except call on him? That's what we can do, and that's what we're doing. Thank you for that prayer request. Let us agree right now for salvation, deliverance, restoration.
Yes.
Father, we come to you, and we come to you because you are our help. We bring you into this situation with Sandy's need. First of all, for you. She needs you. And Father, we ask for mercy and for grace for her. We stand for that on Sandy's behalf right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we know that you are awesome. You are the awesome God and the only wise God. And Father, we thank you that we can come to you, and we are inviting you on behalf of Sandy right now into her situation. We ask that the Spirit of God would hover over her, causing a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. And Father, that she would know that you're the one and the only one that she can turn to. You're the only one that can help her. And Father, she will call upon you. You're waiting for that call. And Father, we speak salvation into her life.
Name of Jesus.
And healing into her life. Healing of that situation, of the lifestyle. Of the lifestyle that excludes you. Now, Father, we give you permission. Ask for your intervention into that crisis in the name of Jesus. Show her the way out of that crisis in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that she stays in it and with it because she doesn't know of another way or is resisting any way that may be shown to her. But Father, we stand against and come against every bit of resistance in Sandy right now. We open the door to the King of Glory. We shut the door. We close it to the adversary. Satan, you have no right. And whatever rights that you've assumed, we cancel them right now by the mercy and grace of God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That Sandy would find salvation, healing, restoration, and peace with you right now in the name of Jesus. And if there's anyone out there that is having a similar situation, you speak peace right now. Lay hold of this prayer right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, for His honor and for His glory. That His kingdom is spread into that household by force. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Take over, Father. Take over. You have our agreement and our intercession. In the name of Jesus. Have your way. Yes. Have your way, Lord. And Father, we're believing for a great testimony, a great report.
Yes.
A great yes. For your honor and for your glory. That you be magnified in the earth. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you today. Good morning. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I trust that all of you, because of your faithfulness to the Lord, your commitment to prayer, that your day on this day, this Thursday, the 5th day of September, would be just awesome. Just totally awesome for you. You'll experience victory onto victory in this day. As your life glorifies and magnifies His wonderful name. Let's seize this day. Hallelujah. I think you've already done that. We seized the day. Hallelujah. As warriors should, we seized the day. And we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for this healing.
Yes.
Thank you for
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the victory, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for the
Hallelujah.
Salvation.
Yes.
Thank you for the prayer, Lord.
Yes.
We know
Amen.
You have answered our prayer.
Amen.
Good testimony.
I haven't heard of him in over a week.
Yeah.
I have the rent right there. And all the papers and all their mails. There's no lifetime, no TV, no nothing.
Did you knock?
Yeah, I rang his logo.
Hallelujah.
Nothing.
I think there's
call
it's having
somebody having a conversation. God bless everyone.
Hallelujah. God bless you today.
God
Happy
bless
way,
everyone this morning.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank God for them allowing us to give us this extra time to give thanks and praise unto the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord.
Yes. I praise God for
And everyone have a blessed day.
Yes.
Thank you. You too.
Yes.
Yeah.